Kim, could you read the motion as it currently stands with Janet Kay's amendment, please?
Geez, I didn't realize Janet Kay made an amendment. So I thought
yes,
she thought about it, but I didn't get it down. So
I can read it. I can share it. May I?
Yeah,
yes, please.
Okay. I amend that applications that come into the Gmail account be manually forwarded to the personnel committee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Lydia, we've gotten your point of information. Shireen, you've spoken. I'd like to move this to a roll call vote, please.
This is Kim. I have one more point I'd like
I'm
to
sorry.
Make.
Can I ask a question?
Is that a point of information, Shireen?
Yes, that's what a question is.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes, please. It's 9:39 Central Time, and we are scheduled to end in 19 minutes.
Okay. So the Gmail address, which was posted, I need to know where the different addresses were posted, why we expect that there will be confusion.
Because we expect that there has been confusion because there were ads placed prior to the personnel committee taking any approved action by the committee to post ads. Those ads were posted by the IED without consultation or conversation with the personnel committee. The personnel committee approved the process, approved language for a short ad and a long ad that was approved, that was then shared with the national office, and that is where we learned that there were two addresses. So that's the issue.
This is Kim.
Kim, and then I'm going to insist that we call the roll call. We spent more than 30 minutes on this topic.
The ads that were not placed by after this personnel committee did not ask for example, a cover letter and that kind of thing. So that's why there are two separate things going on there. Now, Lydia raises a good point in that we cannot ask Otis to do anything. So that is why these emails are still going to the NO. So we have to ask Margie to do this, and Margie apparently probably doesn't want to do it because, and what do we do about that? The fact is, some people like it going there, and we can't force this to be an orderly process.
Kim, I have no authority, nor do any of us have any authority to enforce the current IED to move forward with a process that was approved by this committee. We can continue, in my opinion, to remind her that a process was approved by a majority of this committee and continue to request that she honor the work of this committee.
All right.
I'd like to call the roll on the amended motion that is before us.
Okay. Well, are there any objections?
Is this the same motion?
Yes.
Well, I guess first we should vote on Janet Coburn's amendment. Any objections to Janet Kay's amendment? Okay, I hear no objections. Any objections to the full amendment? I mean, the full motion.
Yes, this is Lydia. I will get that.
Pardon me?
Lydia objects. Yes, on the amendment, no on the motion. Thank you.
Okay,
Lydia.
Then let me call the roll.
Please do.
Yes. Lydia Brazon.
Please reread the motion. Sorry.
All right. Motion to have Otis forward to
motion to have the national office.
Okay. To have the national office request that Otis set up automatic forwarding of the ED search email sent directly to the Gmail. And applications that come into the Gmail account be manually forwarded to the committee.
And
so,
Kim, just as a point of information, I've heard our conversation throughout this lengthy discussion, and it was my impression that we agreed not to include Otis's name in this amendment,
yeah,
as it is the responsibility of the IED,
okay,
to manage this
Me
process.
Too.
Okay. Motion to have the IED request a forwarding that the emails presently, that the email address be have an automatic forward to the Gmail be put on it. I could smooth out that language, and I will, but it won't be different in substance.
I have a substitute motion.
We cannot take
sorry,
a substitute Serena, motion in the in the middle of a roll call, Serena. So
we're not forward. I'm sorry, Janice. Not only are we not in the middle of a roll call, but Kim is busy amending the motion that she made.
Well,
we already
we are in
the roll call.
I'm not speaking to Kim. I'm speaking to the chair.
Thank you, Serene. I have been listening, and I am clear that we are in a roll call.
There's some feedback or something happening.
I'm not sure why.
I can't understand you. I'm not sure why that's happening right now.
Oh, hello. Yes. Can you get the ball from him?
Yes. Lydia Bouton on the full motion.
No.
Jim Brown. Pardon me? Jim Brown?
No.
Okay.
Hi, I'm sorry. I got dropped.
Janet Coleman? Janet Coleman?
Who's chairing here?
Janice, I was speaking to you when suddenly my call was silenced and I had to hang up and call back in. This is the second time this has happened.
Hold on.
I'm speaking to the chair.
Stop. We're in the middle of a roll call. My list of Robert's Rule of Order, despite not being an expert, has told me on more than one occasion at a P&B meeting that in the middle of a roll call, all we are doing is taking a vote. I'm sorry that you were dropped, Serene. I cannot manage. I have nothing to do with the technology here. We in the middle of a roll call. Would the secretary please...
So that although you allowed Kim to amend her motion after Janet's amendment was approved, I cannot make a substitute motion. That's your ruling?
Not at that
okay,
time
dear.
Because we have started...
Okay, dear.
Janet Coleman.
A little dizzying. I think I vote yes?
Yes. Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes, absent. Kim votes yes. Lizette King is not present, I believe. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Not present. Serene Roberts?
Oh, absolutely not.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 3 no's.
So the motion passes. We have 10 minutes remaining in tonight's meeting unless there is going to be a motion to extend. Up next on the agenda that is the discussion regarding review and ranking process. We began this discussion a little over 6 weeks ago, and at that time there were 8 points upon which an applicant's materials would be ranked with a score of 1 to 5, 1 being low, 5 being high. The item, yes, Janet Kay, is there, may I ask what you're motioning for in the middle of my sentence?
Well, I want to move that we change the agenda, that we table this item, and since there's only, there's less than 15 minutes left, and we should schedule the next meeting, and then at the next meeting, address this item.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I don't know if this is, I mean, is there any appetite to extend the time and do both?
No. I'm not hearing any. I did make that effort a moment ago, and having heard none, it's my sense that that's not going to be the case.
Point of information.
Yes, Richard.
How much time do we need to finish this up?
To be able to look at the items that we have all contributed towards the ranking and scoring of the applications, I think it could possibly take 5 minutes.
I move that we extend for 15 minutes.
I second.
I object.
I'll take a roll.
Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
All right, so wait a minute. I don't quite understand the 5 minutes, because the item, the amount of time allotted to item 4, finalized ranking, scoring, et cetera, says 40 minutes, and then next meeting, 15 minutes. So that's a lot of time, unless I'm misunderstanding.
No, you're not misunderstanding. That was the, may I respond, please?
And a point of order, that Janet Kay already has a motion on the floor to table. Not debatable.
Oh, you're right, Lydia. Thank you so much. Somebody is really going to be my friend when they send me one of these books. Given that it's not debatable, this item has to be tabled on the floor.
No, it has to take a vote so we can vote on it.
Yes, we can vote. So this would take place before the roll call vote to extend for 15 minutes. Okay.
Which requires you to...
And requires a two-thirds vote. Kim,
Tabling requires a majority. It just cannot be discussed. It must be voted on.
What are we voting on?
To table the item regarding ranking and scoring. And it's not debatable.
To the next meeting. To the next meeting.
I understand that, Janet Kay. If I am learning from all of the experts on Robert's Rules, it's my understanding that this now has to be called for a roll call vote in order to table this item?
Yes. Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Janice Lane Ewart.
I abstain at this point.
Jose Luis Fuentes is absent. Kim votes no. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Not present. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
And Richard Uzel.
No.
All right, it gets tabled. It's 4-3 and 1 abstention.
The next item then is the roll call for extending time for 15 minutes, which would take us to 10:07.
I'm sorry, point of information?
Yes, Serene.
I thought Coburn's motion was to table the ranking and to move to setting the next meeting.
I understood it as, thank you, Serene, I understood it as to table that specific item, and it was a suggestion to go to the next agenda item. I did not hear that and did not vote with the sense that, that those two were together. If
that
went on, I'll
separate
motion.
Okay, we're moving to
I'm sorry, who's chairing here?
I am, Serene, if you're not clear.
Well, then Tim should not be speaking.
I'm calling all. I thought it was just
you, Serene, because you've not been recognized. I've asked that we try to continue to treat each other well.
That's great, but you don't seem to recognize it at certain times.
Serene, you are not being recognized, please.
Janet Kay's points of information and...
Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay, first, I just wanted to say that I did combine the two, but second, this motion to extend for how much time?
It was 15 minutes was the motion made by Richard and seconded by Kim, though a second is not needed in a committee process. And so I'm asking for, is there an objection to extend for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
So please call the roll.
All right. Lily Brisson.
No.
Tim Brown?
No.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Janice Ewart?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes is absent. Kim votes yes. Lizette King, not present. Janet Coburn?
No.
Hank Lamb? Not present. Serene Roberts?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, and 4, so it fails.
Okay, then it is 8:56 p.m.
Can we set another meeting before in the next 4 minutes?
Yes. We can attempt to do that. Our next scheduled meeting would be October the 20th. I'd like to recommend an additional meeting prior to that date, and I'd like to suggest that I use Meeting Wizard to propose dates that do not conflict with other committees that are listed on the PNB site, allowing us to best use the last 2 minutes of this process.
Yes.
If there are days of the week at which someone absolutely cannot meet, if you could very quickly tell me that so I do not include it in the meeting wizard process.
And that's
a point of information, please.
Serene, are you asking to make a motion?
I have a point of information, please.
Thank you. What is it?
When did we set the meeting for October 20th? I didn't have a note of that.
That is the regularly scheduled date for this committee. We meet on the third Monday of each month.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I didn't see it on the calendar, so okay, thank you.
We established that earlier this year, I believe.
Okay, I'm merely saying I didn't see it on the calendar when I looked earlier today. Thank you.
Point of information?
Yes.
September 24th. 5th are empty as now. 25th is a Thursday, but Wednesday, September 24th is completely blank. Is there any is there a consensus on grabbing that?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah begins on the 24th of September.
All right, that's blank.
We cannot do that.
That's blank.
I'm sorry. How many people are on the committee?
Excuse me, Serene, I didn't hear you.
I'm asking how many people on the committee would be affected by that.
I don't hear how many. It's Rosh Hashanah, get it?
Excuse me.
High holy holiday.
Thank you, Janet.
Excuse me.
Why don't you tell her to mute, Janice?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask all of you to mute, please. It is not important how many people would be affected by it. It is a tradition in places where I have worked for many years to honor all high holidays, and so I would not consider meeting on September 24th. Rather than bickering further, I'd like to strongly recommend that I be given the opportunity to send a meeting wizard calendar for dates that are not listed on the PMB site and move ahead with having one meeting before October 20th.
Thank you.
Yes, Janet K.
Yes, I support that, and maybe do instead of meeting with wizard. I don't know.
I did hear the last part about meeting wizard.
Use doodle instead of meeting with wizard.
I'm going to use meeting wizard because I'm familiar with it. I have an account, and I'd like to be able to do it tonight without having to learn something new.
Fine.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, this is the last comment for the evening as we have reached the time of adjournment.
Yes, so my only request is that we put a deadline to respond because the PMB calendar could show up between the time that you send it out and the time we respond. So make it a short response period, please.
I certainly shall give each individual 3 days to respond, Lydia. Thank you. We are now adjourned. Thank you so much for your commitment to this process, and I will ask you to please make a note of the timeline memo that was sent to you in an email, and the agenda for the next meeting will be forwarded 24 hours before we next meet. Thank you so much. We are adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Good night.